Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say. Hey. It's your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on the call. You know, the Bible says that many are called, but few are chosen. And a lot of times, people have the question of, how do I know when I'm called? You know, it seems like it's a pretty difficult thing for a lot of people. I mean, I can attest to that as well. Trying to understand, you know, is this God? What is this thing called the call? And I want everyone to realize this, most importantly, that being called does not mean like just like you're called to like preach, or you're called to minister, or called to be a pastor, or you know, any of the five folds or anything that would be considered a part of the workings of ministry. But the call of God comes in many different forms. It comes in, sometimes it is a call to the homeless people. Sometimes you have a compassion place for homeless people. You have a compassion place for domestic violent people, or to helping feed whoever, or establishing some type of salvage place for others to some degree of some sort, you know. But always, the call is always centered around, the call of God is most times, dead to my recollection, centered around God and God's response to somebody else's cry. Very important. God's response to somebody else's cry, somebody else's need, somebody else's needing of assistance, and they need a specific sound, a specific voice, a specific type of individual or individuals to help build and bring a place to God's glory, and to bring a place to salvageness. Most times when God is calling us to do something or share something or express something, most times you'll find that inspiration in the need of somebody else. You know, I'm thinking about Moses. God's first encounter with Moses, which is what I really want to talk about today, is the information of the call, the initiation of the call, and just how much God will use unique ways to establish his presence with us. Because sometimes, like I said, sometimes we don't know, God, is this you? Is this me? What is this? But God found a unique way of establishing his presence with Moses. He used a burning bush that wasn't catching on fire to establish a welcoming party to Moses. And Moses was not familiar with God. He was not familiar because Moses grew up in an area of where they didn't worship God. So I want people to understand that when God initiates contact with you, it's not pretty. It doesn't have to be predicated upon whether you're in church or whether you're around other people in God or anything like that. But God's initiation, his initial contact with us will be a lot of times in our dream, we'll have what we will call an inspired thing to do, or a driven place that won't allow us to sleep, that won't allow us to be comfortable. Something will continue to almost irritate us, if you will, because it's something that just continues to press for me to do. I'm thinking about the movie Field of Dreams, where a guy kept hearing a voice. He kept hearing, if you would build, they will come. If you would build, they will come. If you would build, they will come. And that was like the one thing that he just kept hearing over and over and over again. And it was driving him. It was pulling at him. It was drawing him into a place of inquiry. The things about God's initiation is it will cause a curiosity place. It will be a place of man, what is this I'm feeling? What is this I'm feeling? What is this? I'm hearing something. And you won't quite even be able to explain it. That's the thing about this contact that God made with Moses, that It had his curiosity in such a way. The initiation of God's contact for the call was in such a peculiar manner. It was so different. It came to him in a flame, y'all. It came to him in a flame that he could not fathom. He could not describe, but it was amazing what he was seeing. And God came to him. He came to him in a flame. The thing about the initiation of God's call is he'll keep you awake for many hours as well. You'll find that he'll find unique ways to contact you, and you'll find that you can't sleep because something is continually on your mind. Something continually just falls in your mind. It continually draws you. It continually progs you. It continually provokes you. It continually reminds you. It won't let you go. See, and sometimes that call, like I said, could be something that you need to share with others, something that you need to declare or to make known what you're feeling. When that guy was building that, when he was building that field in Field of Dreams, he didn't know what he was doing. He was building a baseball field in the middle of a cornfield, y'all. He did not know what he kept hearing, what he kept seeing, what he kept feeling. He just knew that he had to do it. That's the thing about a call, is that it will not let you rest. When God initiates a contact, he won't let you rest, y'all. He'll keep you up. You'll have that sense of unfulfillment. I can attest to that. That sense of unfulfillment, y'all. It's just something that I gotta finish. It's something that I've got to do. It's something, when God called me to go to Africa, he wouldn't let it rest on me. It continued to bother me and provoke me for year after year after year, and a continual reminder of what it is that he wanted me to do. Of course, I fought against it. I warred against it. I denied it. I didn't want to be a part of it. I didn't want anything to do with it. I didn't want God to tell me anything about it. All I wanted to do is stay away from it. But God, he continued. Thank you for his grace on me. Thank you for his mercies. Because even when I didn't want to do it, he still says, I need for you to do it. I still need for you to do it. I still need for you. I'm reminded of Samuel. Samuel kept hearing God call him over and over and over again. And he kept hearing a voice, but he thought it was Eli's voice. He said, "Did you call me?" Eli said, "No, I didn't call you. Now go back and lay down." And he kept hearing the call. He kept hearing the call. He kept hearing the call over and over and over again. One thing about God and his calls to us, he will continue to call on you. He will continue to call on you. Now, I want to give you some comfort in this, because sometimes you may not hear it. You may not understand it completely like Abraham. You may not understand it exactly in the beginning. But listen, I want to encourage you that make yourself available. Stay in an available place, because God, it's a lot easier transition when you make yourself available. Samuel was available. Abraham was available. Abraham was found in a place of need and inadequate, a feeling of inadequacy. Those moments are very initial. Intentional in God. God sometimes will intend for us to be in a lack place, because quietly we search. Those unfulfilled places that I told you about, those things are what God looks for in places of fulfillment, because he is always looking for availability. Even if your availability comes at a place of despair or loneliness or a set apart places, you know, these times where we have these encounters with God typically come in places of loneliness. They come in places of isolation, and when it's just you. Moses, going back to Moses, is that place where he had left where he was. And he found himself on a mountain, and there was a flame, a flame getting his attention. The uniqueness of God's call on our lives, and the places that he called us into. He made an encounter with God in an unusual way, where he needed something, but he didn't know what it was. I know that can definitely be for somebody right there. This is a message of instruction on what God does to get our attention and how we know he's getting our attention. Well, some of you may say, well, I mean, I don't necessarily feel, I'm doing some things. I'm working in the church. I'm doing some of this, and I'm doing some of that. I don't feel like I'm lonely or in a place of I guess you could say, like, isolation, so to speak. I mean, I'm busy, but listen, that call that God has placed on you, it comes in so many different forms, but the one thing that remains consistent is God continually calling us. The continual place of, listen, it's something I want you to do. I don't know what it is yet, but I encourage you to just say, "Here I am. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. I'm listening. I'm waiting. I know it's something. Something continues to tell me it's something I need to do. Something continues to tell me that there's something that I need to be doing. Something continues to tell me that there's something else that I'm supposed to be doing. What is that? I don't know. I just know that whatever it is, whatever this is, it won't let me rest. Whatever this is won't let me rest. And I want you to pay attention to the unrested places that God puts us in. The awakening of our souls, our spirits, that won't let our bodies rest. You know, this call that God had on my life, I still wonder, God, why you call me? That's the question. We're gonna talk about the call of inadequacy this week as well. But listen, those places where I just feel like, man, what do you want with me? See, the thing about God is this, and I know a lot of people have heard this. The thing about God is this, is that God is not a respecter of person, but he does have favor with his people. God may not be a respecter of person, but he does have favor with his people. And you may not think you're favorable, but you have to consider yourself a valuable asset for God to continue to pull on you, continue to invoke you, continue to draw to you and attract to you and get your attention, because his initiation, his contact with you is vital. And he will never ever call you. He will never ever bother you. He will never ever provoke you. He will never ever make this continual encounter with you if he did not need you. People say, well, God don't need us. In a sense, yeah, he doesn't. Okay, he doesn't, to a degree. But why would a God that does not need us continue to call on us? Because there's something he's needing us to do. The power of God's provoking places, they become so vital. They become so significant. They become so, they work on you. I'm going to say it like that. God's provoking places work on us in a way that we can never, ever, ever understand. Never understand. Stay close to the call. God is calling you. It's your boy, Journey, a.k.a. Mr. 100. We'll talk soon. Y'all be blessed. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, if it's been a blessing to you, it's been helpful to you, it's been insightful to you, y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. I always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the Journey, where we believe in taking life one step at a time. And stay in the journey.